Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for Holy Thursday. In my second year of theology in seminary, it was a tough year. It was hectic and more added responsibilities, and you're contemplating how real the process is becoming, because the next year you're looking at deacon ordination. So the year was slowly progressing, and about halfway through the year, I'm feeling worn out. And I get in this conversation I call home, and I'm speaking with my parents, and my mom could hear something. She could tell that I needed something, and so she ends a phone call with me, and about 5 days later, I get this phone call from the post office in St. Meinrad Seminary. The post office would call you if you would get a package that was big enough that it couldn't fit in your little mailbox. And so I'm thinking, what? I haven't ordered anything. I haven't. Well, okay. I go down, pick up my box. It's a box from home. And when I open it, I realize my wonderful, loving, crazy, beautiful mother, having heard in my voice the need for healing, for renewal, for nurturing, she had cooked my favorite food and put it in a box and mailed it to me. I grab my box, I go to my room, I open it up, I heat up the food, and I start eating. And in that moment, sitting there eating that food prepared with love, that food that was more than just food. It transported me back home. And it renewed me. I remember how powerful that was. Today, we celebrate the institution of the priesthood at this Mass of the Last Supper, of the Lord's Supper. And the Lord, He is such a good Father to us. He when He created us, He knew the things that would move our hearts and our minds. It's why when we get anxious, when we get sad, what do? We end up eating. We go to that place of comfort, transports us. Not to a place, that's the thing. It transports us not really to a time, it transports us to a person. Because as I was sitting there, chomping away at the food my mom sent me, yes, I was transported back home. to all those times that we were sitting at table, sharing a meal as a family, but who I was really transported to, united to, brought back to, was them, my family, my mother, my father, my siblings. The Lord, He knows. He knows how the human heart operates. He knows how the human soul operates. He crafted it. And so He leaves for us a meal. A meal that is the means by which He heals the brokenness, the emptiness, the slow breaking down that happens in us as we are out there in the world fighting temptation and trying to be responsible and dealing with everything. And He doesn't just leave for us a meal that's just food. He knows what He's doing. He leaves Himself, because that is the purpose of it. It's why it is the human instinct to, when we get nostalgic, we go eat. This is why food can transport us to those people that we shared the meal with. It brings us literally back to the place of communion. And so what does God do? He leaves a supper. He leaves a supper as the central act of worship. He leaves a supper. He leaves an altar as a table, a church as a dining room, so that we will go to the meal that heals the human heart. Because we're not missing a place, we're missing a person. What our heart yearns for is communion, and communion is not with a place, but with a person. But it happens in a place and a time. So of course we remember those parts, but the Lord on purpose does this. This is why I encourage you, when you look at all the things we do as Catholics, and you look at the altar, and you look at that communion line, if you find yourself, for whatever reason, unable, unwilling, or something is preventing you from coming and entering into communion, eating the bread that is Christ, transporting your soul. This is why the priest says, do this in remembrance of me. He echoes Jesus' words. He says Jesus' words. It's more than remembering. It's mystically putting you in that place again. Putting you in that room with the Lord. In the same way that me eating that meal that my mother sent me put me back in that dining room with her and my dad and my family. God is doing this mystically. He leaves as the central act of worship of Catholicism, of of our faith, a means by which we can experience in a small, powerful way that going back to that original union with Him, to the thing that the human heart truly yearns for. So if there's something preventing you from participating in it, if there's something acting as an obstacle, remove it from your life, or do what is necessary to heal it. so that you too can walk in from those doors, having confronted the world, having emptied yourself in love and service for others and your family, and be able to find a way back to the one your heart yearns. Eat and be healed. Eat and come once again to the place where you are perfectly loved, perfectly understood, perfectly wanted.